Okay. And we'd invite Wayne Saunders to come up here and say a few words. Wayne Saunders.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Nini Wairau, everyone. Welcome, farewell in my Wurundjeri language. My name is Wayne Saunders. Now, many of you, the brothers and sisters here, have been here for a long time. Here, protesting in front of this place every Australia Day. They talk about celebrations. Celebrations of rape and murder and kill. That they've killed and raped our land and cultures in this country. That's what they celebrate. They don't tell you about the things that happen in this country to our people. There's still a lot of injustice that's happening out there. With the old brother up at Palm Island, all the Palm Island mob. He's still walking around free down there, Chris Early. But his turn's going to come. I talk about injustice to my nephew, Richard, Rain Dancer, Saunders. Justice has taken over 2 years for these fellows to come to, before the courts for Uncle Finnegan and family so they can get a bit of peace in their mind. A murder that shouldn't have happened. An innocent man who's just sitting down in the park having a beer with his friends and relations. We talk about injustice, about my nephew, before Christmas. He went to put his doll form in because he's out on parole. Put his form in a day before Christmas. They breached him. He's back in prison again. All he wanted to do was go and buy some food and a present for his mother for Christmas. But all he's doing now is celebrating the Christmas, waiting for his trial to come up. Again. Again, injustice for our people. When are the First Nation people of this country going to get justice here? When are they? You know, they're still murdering and killing us here. And yet they walk free. If we don't have to them bastards, they would arrest us straight away. But payback's going to come one day. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay, my name's Alice Saunders. With your support for us at the court for Richard, it would be a good thing because, you know, we got two little people that was charged. They were high on pain, yes. They got charged life in prison. They wasn't taken to mental health or anything. They're in youth detention for life. Now, with your support, we'll be able to help the two families, and that's the Roma and Weasel family. With your support, maybe we can get something down with for these two little youths. I hope you all help, because we can think about these other two families too, because they're our best friends here. We're from Mitchell, and it was good to meet them here. So I hope you all turn up and help these two little people.